And
we're talking about subject matter eligibility. Subject matter. Why do we have to worry about specific claim terms? This is looking at the subject matter, whether the field that this is in is precluded.
Well, under Dyer and some of the other cases, the focus is on the claim terms themselves. In fact, in Dyer at page 188 to 189 discussed the fact that a Section 101 analysis has to focus on the claims. And in fact, it's the Dyer case said, quote, it is irrelevant that any individual step or limitation of such process would itself be unpatentable under Section 101. Similarly, this court has found in the recent Prometheus case, it has said that even one limitation that is not abstract or a law of nature or a physical phenomenon is sufficient to bring the whole claim within the scope of Section 101. So even though Your Honor is correct that this is a subject matter issue, that subject matter issue cannot be resolved without looking at the particular claims. And the only way this court has said that you can ever look at claims is by construing them. And so there is simply no way to know whether a claim itself is abstract, and each of the limitations in a claim are abstract, until the court construes
those claims. It's the subject matter that's abstract, not the claim, right?
Well, you know, that's a... one of the things that the district court did here was characterize the core of the invention in an abstract way and say, well, you know, it's really just using advertising as a currency for getting free content. But that's not the core of the claim. I mean, what this invention really teaches is using, through a programmed web server, a sponsored message to prevent access and require viewing of the sponsored message before an online consumer can get IP-protected content.
Do you want to save your rebuttal time, Mr. Hadley?